Hello, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined by Nico, who does not currently have a mic, but yeah, if you want to, and got to reset the board, let's get that set. My show is highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly, and yeah, grabbed some vinyl today, ran out the door. All right, Nico, your mic should be on, or is it that one?
Hello.
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 Hello, hello.
I can hear myself.
I can hear yourself, too. Sweet. Success. Let's start things off with REM while I get my vinyl out and ready. It's not coming through the speakers, is it? It's coming right off my laptop. That's not good. Yeah,
your mic just put up the mic.
Yeah, we're going lo-fi today. All right. There we go.
Think about direction, wonder why. Margo. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
Just
We're back. And behind me right now is Weather Report with Birdland. Before that, we had Asia with Heat of the Moment, Boston with More Than a Feeling, and Peter Schilling with Major Tom. And I really like that version of Major Tom. It's one that I got. It is a test pressing that I got at a thrift shop. And it is, to this day, one of my proudest thrift store finds. Nico, do you have any?
Pretty good find.
Thank you. Do you have any good thrift store finds yourself?
I found myself in a thrift store once.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Yeah. How was that?
Good.
Good. So you walked in here with a unicycle today.
I did.
How long have you been unicycling?
I've been unicycling since I was like 9 or 10. I learned at this circus camp in Northern California called Camp Winnerimbo, run by the one and only Wavy Gravy.
Oh, wow. Of course.
Of course.
I wonder if you Google Wavy Gravy.
Oh, you definitely. He has a Ben & Jerry's ice cream named after him.
Huh.
He's a legend. He was the voice of Woodstock. You can read all the facts about him, but
his bio says that he is the illegitimate son of Harpo Marx and Mother Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Nice.
I have a fun story about him, kind of. Should I tell that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I've never, like, been on a radio show where I talked before.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister... So I have a sister and two parents. And my sister... Okay, well, I have to backtrack. My parents know Wavy Gravy. They've been close with him for a very long time. And he almost officiated their marriage. And my sister had heard this fact growing up, mm-hmm. but she had misheard the way that my parents said it. They had always said, oh, we almost married Wavy Gravy, or Wavy Gravy almost married us.
Mm-hmm.
So until my sister was like 18 or 19, she thought that my parents and Wavy Gravy of, you know, Groucho Marx and yeah. Mother Teresa.
And Woodstock.
And Woodstock.
Yeah.
She thought that he was almost in like a polygamous relationship with my parents. But it turns out that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's pretty far out.
That's pretty far out.
I mean, that would be such a cool family history to have. Just like,
oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, that's where I learned to ride a unicycle.
Nice. Yeah, that makes sense. Sounds like a good place to learn. I've always wanted to ride a unicycle or learn how to.
Mm.
And I have not. I went to a bike store with a friend of mine and I saw a unicycle hanging on the wall. And I took a picture of it and sent it to our mutual friend, Allison.
Right.
Because I feel like Allison would do really well on a unicycle.
I also feel like she would do really well on a unicycle. I don't know what it is about her.
Quirky. Yeah, good Tufts vibes.
Yeah. Well, if you want to learn to unicycle, you could do that right now.
Probably not in the studio, but maybe I'll put on a long song and I will learn how to unicycle in the break.
And if the audio cuts out suddenly.
Yeah, well, just make sure it's on a vinyl album and you'll have like a good 20 minutes there at least. We can listen to more than one song. It's, yeah.
If we crash into the vinyl, then.
Yeah, we'll have a little skip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Yeah. So I'm usually the one DJing, but Nico here has vinyl DJ training formally.
It was
briefly.
It was at the Berkeley 5-week summer camp maybe 4 summers ago. I took the vinyl DJing class and I think I got a C.
C's get degrees.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Yeah. So I think that in the second hour we might do some playing around. I brought a couple weirder albums and one which is like an interview with a bunch of psychiatrists or psychologists or something. It was kind of interesting, but also would be good mashed up with something.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I have a fun...
We'll
do you know Yellow Magic Orchestra?
No.
They are like an experimental early 70s electronic group from Japan.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of... Do you know Kraftwerk?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of contemporary, but in Japan.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I bet that's cool.
Yeah. The album that I have is from 1981, I believe.
Wow.
Still cool. I prefer their earlier stuff, but I was like, oh, YMO album. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah. And I heard that you have a good anecdote. Are you ready to share it?
Oh, yeah. I have a question that you should ask me, which is just what did I do today?
Oh, yeah. What did you do today?
Well, I had a dentist appointment, and guess what time I had my dentist appointment?
Was it at 2:30?
It was. Except I was 35 minutes late.
Do they still see you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
They also saw my teeth.
Good.
And when they like did a filling or something, and it was also like training day, I guess. So there were like 6 people just peering into my mouth for like 30 minutes.
Hmm.
And then they were like very intensely debating something, and then it was over.
Huh.
I can't elaborate. I don't know anything more.
I feel like there's a joke in there about like drilling and like learning about like being a dentist. Like were they drilling the information into?
Right.
Yeah. nothing all that solid there. That reminds me. I had a really stupid thought. Oh no, that's too stupid. Yeah. Never mind.
I would like to hear it.
Yeah. I guess. There's nothing to... Yeah, so I was thinking about weeping willows, and that's just like a sad tree. And you ever wonder what they're sad about? Maybe they're mourning wood. Which is... I told you, it was a stupid thought. I really had to think, like, can I say this on air?
Wow.
I shouldn't, but can I? Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad you did. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, I was driving through Boston and my brain was on autopilot as I was focusing on the road. Like the little sub processes were like puns, trees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love a good pun.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? Speaking of the Marxes, I think last show I went on like a spree of just reading Groucho Marx quotes. If you're not familiar, Tufts is a free-form radio station. And what that means is, if we really wanted to, the person who trained me said, yeah, if you want, you can just, you know, crumple a paper bag into the microphone for an hour and call it Soundscapes. Mm. And that's free-form for you.
Cool.
Yeah. You can't curse before 10 p.m. DJs and guests can't curse, but you can't play music, explicit music, before 10 p.m.
You can or you can't?
Cannot.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 to 8 a.m., I believe, or 6 a.m. are safe harbor hours, so you can play whatever you want. The kids are asleep. the impressionable youths. Got to read a PSA every hour and got to do a station ID.
Cool.
And that's it. Other
Very
than that,
cool.
It's all freeform.
Freeform.
Yeah.
Freeform.
So the song that we started on this album ended. We're now listening to A Remark You Made, the second song on Heavy Weather by Weather Report, which is an album that I've wanted for ages.
It's a classic.
It is. And I have a couple Weather Report albums, but I didn't have this one. And the other day, I went out, got a haircut, and I was walking home, and I was like, I'm going to stop by the record store.
Mm.
I have a good feeling. And they had it.
Nice.
And it was like $7.
Was it a good haircut, too?
I think so.
Nice.
I'm happy with it. It was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Looks good, Max.
Thank you. Thank you. I also got a roll of quarters.
Whoa.
And yeah, the bank really didn't want to give them to me.
Did you ask specifically for a roll of quarters?
Yeah. I was like, hey, could I get a roll of quarters? And the guy was like, oh, are you a member here? And I was like, oh, no, but my bank is right down the road, so I can just get my quarters there. And I was like, oh, no, this one time we'll make an exception. I was like, all right. It's like, but, you know, we do have a really good savings account. You could, even if you just put in $1. It's like, no, I have a bank right down the road, but can I just get my quarters? I want to play pinball.
And did you play pinball?
I did.
Did you beat that, like, 15 million score you had before? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah. I think that my best now is 17 million.
Oh, so you beat it.
I believe so.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And I think I have a picture of that one too for proof.
Wow.
But Yeah. Haven't beat it yet. But I did make a deal with myself. When I do beat it, I can go across the street to McDonald's and get myself an ice cream.
Wow.
Yep. I think that we've gone on to the third song on this album. I'm going to go on over to... I think I have Bob Marley on the other turntable. So let's get some of that.
boy no good at sports. He couldn't run, his legs were short. He walked the streets inside his head and spent a lot of time in bed. He practiced on his way to school. His friends all said, "You're up the wall." He played a tight elastic band. His mic was just his empty hand.
Dance all night with anyone. Don't let nobody.
Here's a dried fruit PSA delivered in one breath.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dry fruits, dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fibers. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Nicely done. That was one. That's impressive. That's like a long PSA.
Wow.
Yeah, there are shorter ones in there. If you wanted to do it in one breath.
Are there longer ones?
Probably. Oh, yeah. There are some that are just like a wall of text. Like full page just...
You should do one in one breath.
All right. Find one. Or should I can find one. Yeah. Or, you know, we can save it for
we can come
3 minutes. And get the next hours out of the way. This is Mellow Max, and I am joined by...
Nico Daglio.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me right now is Space Lab by Kraftwerk. And let's do it in chronological order. Since the last time we spoke, we had John Mellencamp. We started off with Bob Marley with Jammin'. Then John Mellencamp's Hurts So Good. James Gang with Funk Number 49. Then the Fabulous Poodles with Mirror Star. Then the Cars with Shake It Up. And that brings us to now.
Was I supposed to, like, have a fun name when you asked me who I am?
You can. I didn't really, like... I don't warn anyone, but, like, sometimes, like, right before I put someone on, I'm like, oh, by the way, do you have a DJ name? They're like, ah. Okay. So, yeah.
Should we... I feel like I need some help figuring mine out.
All right.
Nasty Nico.
Nasty Nico. There's Mellow some Max. Good double Yeah, I love some nice alliteration.
You should look up anagrams of Nico Daglio.
That's a great idea. Anagrams.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Shoot!
What?
Muted your mic. Muted the mic the first time.
Sorry.
It's okay. Alright, your letters, Nico Daglio.
I also have a second last name. I don't know if that helps the anagrams.
Canoodling.
Fine. Canoodling? Really? Is it anything else?
Like, odontalgic, audiologic, and radiologic. Wait, no, there's no R in there. Oh, they're adding letters. That's cheating.
What?
Oh, because I put in a space, they took that as a wild card. All right, we're getting rid of the wild
radiologic
card.
Radiologic is kind of awesome, though.
Logician.
Logician.
But does that use all the letters? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. That's ignoring two of the letters.
Huh.
Gonidial.
Gonidial. Gonidial Nico.
There are no definitions.
I feel like it's not a real world. This anagram website seems kind of sketchy.
Anagram generator with spaces. Here we go. And we are now listening to Metropolis by Kraftwerk.
Yes.
Yes, Metropolis.
Kraftwerk.
Off of the Man Machine as well. This is from 1978. That is wild.
Wow. We've been listening to a lot of music in a very tight year range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is approximately the years that Max's dad was in college.
That is correct. Right around there. And it makes sense because a lot of the records are his.